JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Welcome and thanks for joining. In today's program, we look at nominations for the Prime Minister's Awards for Excellence. And later, a flashback into the Jamaican culture and tradition in Glimpses of Jamaica. 94 outstanding young Jamaicans have been nominated for the Prime Minister's Youth Awards for Excellence. The awards seek to highlight and reward young Jamaicans ages 15 to 24 years who have excelled in several areas of life. These include academics, agriculture, the arts and culture, entrepreneurship, journalism, leadership, sports, youth in service, international achievement, and youth work.
There are some good nominations. One thing we are sure, we don't lower the bar, because as you know, excellence is around the world. You have to be competing, you have to be performing at a world-class level if you're going to be successful.
Chairman of the Prime Minister's Youth Awards Selection Committee, Ohene Blake. Mr. Blake says two new categories will be added to the awards service. These are environment and climate change and science, technology and research. This year's awards ceremony will be held in March. Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aimed at guiding the island to developed country status over the next 16 years. Vision 2030 is on a mission to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Ready to go, Jody?
Yes, Mommy. But I have to do one little thing.
What's that?
Even though I'm in the back seat, I have to fasten my seatbelt.
Oh, you remember.
That's a good girl.
My teacher told me that wearing a seatbelt can save lives.
That's right.
I want to grow big like you, Mommy.
You will.
Remember now, Jody. No hand outside the window. No head outside the window.
Yes, I know. Road safety.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park, and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Yes, when I'm little and then tell you about knife stand up on the back, I always say I have trouble. So one day, while I was at home, Ted put down the knife. And when he put down the knife, he called me and said, Mommy, the knife stand up on the back. And I said, oh God, boy, you have trouble, you know. I was traveling, and he did work out. Beam. I'm Joycelyn Ellison.
I really do hope you enjoyed that one. And remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's all the time we have for Trek Roundabout JA. Do remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, I'm Ruth Ann Carr, reminding you to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.